We're calling in case number 1030075, Curtis Arlen Nesson. The matter before the court is a motion for turnover filed by Chapter 7 trustee John S. Lovell. Trustee Lovell appears in support of the motion. Jim Curlin appears for debtor. Trustee Lovell, your motion. I've reviewed the motion. I've reviewed the response. You don't need to replow those fields, but if there's anything else you wish me to consider, now's the time.
You know, there really, I really don't have a lot, Judge. I think the motion, the response to the motion, and the two letters that were exchanged pretty much sets out where we're at. I've tendered the sum of $3 to Mr. Carlin, which in my mind totally extinguishes any right the debtor has to claim any further interest in either the vehicle or the boat. My concern is, while I'm pursuing a recovery from the insurance company to free up the payments that otherwise would probably totally pay off the Bank West loan within a couple more months, that I don't want that collateral depreciating any further. Bank West has agreed to store the vehicle in the boat pending the resolution of the claim, and at this point the debtor is refusing to turn over the property.
Mr. Carlin, anything you wish to add to your response?
Well, Your Honor, I think that is the distinction that we're making with the trustee, is that under state law, the debtor actually claims the item of property exempt, not an interest in the property that would be claimed under the federal exemptions under 522D. So I think in this instance, the trustee doesn't have any right to this property because the debtor has claimed it exempt.
Okay. Well, Mr. Carlin, I disagree with your analysis. Pursuant to 11 U.S.C. Section 541A, the commencement of a case under Title 11 creates an estate that's comprised of, among other things, all legal or equitable interests of the debtor in property as of the commencement of the case. On the petition date, the potential claim against AIG, the Chevy Silverado, the Triton boat, the Mercury motor, and the Triton trailer all became property of the estate. Pursuant to 11 U.S.C. Section 522B1, a debtor may exempt and thus remove from property of the estate certain property which the debtor has done in this case. Among other things, he exempted $1 of the potential claim against AIG, $1 of the value of the Silverado, and $1 of the value of the boat, motor, and trailer. He did not, as Mr. Carlin suggests, remove from property of the estate the potential claim against AIG, the Chevy Silverado, or the boat, motor, and trailer themselves. He removed from the bankruptcy estate only the $3 he has claimed exempt, and that $3 is no longer property of the estate. However, the potential claim against AIG, the Chevy Silverado, and the boat, motor, and trailer, less the $3 debtor has claimed exempt, continue to be property of the estate, and unless and until they are abandoned, they continue to be subject to the trustees, not debtors, control. Trustee Lovell's motion is therefore granted. Debtor is ordered to immediately surrender and turn over the potential claim against AIG, the Chevy Silverado, the Triton boat, and the Mercury motor, and the Triton trailer. Upon his receipt of these items, Trustee Lovell is ordered to pay debtor $3 for his exemption claim with respect to those items. We'll enter a text order accordingly. Unless there's anything further, thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Judge.
Bye now.
Thank you.